Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the floor Ray Milne. And Ray has worked with me before on a number of different things, and I couldn't think of anybody better who could tell this story with the poignancy and the feeling that she puts to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Milne and Lady Catherine of Whistlebury Castle.
On a green and grassy outcrop on the coast beneath Kenneth stands a ruined castle site where the wind fair tacks your breath. There stands an ancient wall off an old, old castle keep, towering o'er the German Ocean, baith sae wild and oh sae deep. All that there remains is that single ruined wall, where once stood proud the castle, now only seagulls call. Defensively it stood to repel invading foe, approaching from the landward, an army darena go. With a drawbridge built sae stout across a moat sae deep and wide, this seaward-looking stronghold was heavily fortified. On three sides was defended by the wild and raging sea to protect, defend, withstand all forms of tyranny. Now Baron John of Slains was a knight both brave and true. He'd fought for king and country, would have given his life too. With his lady fair, his horse and hound, and hawk upon his hand, he rode and hunted freely across the Kenneth lands. But tragedy it struck, when out hunting one March day, his horse it threw its rider and galloped fast away. To the ground he fell, and to his dismay he was on his sword impaled. Deserted by his horse and hound, his loyalty they failed. Lady Catherine heard the horse's hooves upon the drawbridge clear, grabbed the reins of her dear lordship's horse, with a heart sae filled with fear. "Where is my lord? What's happened? That his horse it has come hame and left me here in Whistlebury, and left me all alone." In the shadow of the moonlight, in the drawbridge by the moat, his lordship stumbled homewards with blood all on his coat. Says he, "My Lady Catherine," as he drew his dying breath, "I mun die in peace in Whistlebury, in my lands of old Kenneth." His head she kissed and cradled in her lap, and then she cried, "'Twas in this place called Whistlebury we both did pledge we'd die, but in old age, not this way, not to die so young in life." And she reached across his bloodied chest and took out his hunting knife. "Oh, my noble lord of Slains, I shall draw on my last breath. I cannot bear to part from you by this untimely death." She plunged his dagger deep into her broken heart, saying, "I am safe, my lord, now that we will never part." The drawbridge it lay down ever since that fateful day. As for the castle on the rock, time crumbled it away. From the joy and laughter of those lovers once so merry, wind and rain now blow a sad refrain across the ruins of Whistlebury. As you stand there in the mist and spray on that promontory green, where two lovers played out their lives in one last fateful scene, I swear that on yon cold east wind you can hear his hound and hawk keeping constant vigil o'er them bathe on the Whistlebury rock.
Beautifully told, Ray. Thank you very much indeed.